technology capabilities per supply chain optimization stage. An organization can design optimization into its information system plans. However, optimization requires a dose of reality. An organization's staff may loyally and optimistically assume that the organization is at a high level of development, and this assumption may engender a failure to work toward optimization. Therefore, understanding what constitutes being in a particular stage of supply chain network optimization is critical. Supply chain network technology optimization can be mapped to the stages of supply chain evolution that exist on a continuum. The range goes from traditional disconnected companies with adversarial external relationships, stage 1, to orchestrated virtual networks of companies, stage 5. Supply chain optimization stages can be thought of as evolutionary rather than linear. Starting with basic material requirements planning, MRP, a supply chain continuously increases its sophistication in terms of manufacturing resource planning, MRPII, and enterprise resources planning, ERP. Internal integration, supply chain planning, production scheduling, external integration, and so on. The top levels also assess process and human resources maturity, such as change readiness. An organization's stage of supply chain optimization is important for benchmarking the supply chain against its competition. Note that different organizational divisions or an organization's different supply chains may be at different levels of maturity. A given organization or area may also be more mature in some capabilities than in others. Exhibit 2-5 and Exhibit 2-6 characterize the types of supply chain technology capabilities that should exist at a given stage of supply chain evolution. Exhibit 2-5. Technology capabilities for lower stages of supply chain evolution. Exhibit 2-6. Technology capabilities for higher stages of supply chain evolution. Stage 1. Multiple dysfunction. At the multiple dysfunction stage, firms may have multiple disconnected legacy MRP systems performing various transactional functions. These divisions follow the departmental barriers within the company. Communication often requires paperwork and data reentry. Note that MRP indicates the simplest process for determining net component requirements, a bill of material, a master schedule, and current on-hand/on-order data, and nothing more. Drawbacks of stage 1 include multiple system bottlenecks, no supply chain leadership, minimal web capabilities, and little process flexibility. Systems cannot produce timely information, such as order status or lead time. Performance is either not measured, is inadequately measured, is measured but not applied, or is not aligned to company goals. Organizations at this stage should focus on standardizing internal processes, becoming internet and mobile device capable, and leveraging past continuous improvement efforts. Phased approaches are best, starting with the areas that can generate the greatest savings, such as procurement and logistics, each of which typically generates 5-8% savings at this stage. Functional areas will resist change, so change management is a must. Stage 2. Semi-functional enterprise. At the semi-functional enterprise stage, many companies have completed manufacturing resource planning, MRPII, implementation, and can demonstrate cross-functional integration of planning processes involving automated capacity planning. Internal optimization and corporate excellence break down functional silos, leading to interdepartmental trust and cooperation. Some companies have outsourced areas outside their core processes, and these outsourced providers are their main external ties. Stage 2 companies use documented processes and align key performance measures to goals. However, many companies at this stage have not leveraged their web capabilities. At most, they have functionally focused electronic business solutions such as an intranet site or trading in commodities and office supplies. To move forward, companies at Stage 2 should appoint a supply chain leader with experience in external integration. This leader needs executive support and the authority to break down barriers. The leader should start in areas that can be altered without reducing market performance, such as aggregating purchasing across the organization to receive volume discounts. Early successes will help when the leader is championing more painful but necessary process and culture changes. Optimization at this level usually focuses on lean strategies to cut transportation, warehousing, inventory, and equipment costs. Stage 3. Integrated enterprise. At the integrated enterprise level, companies have started point-to-point planning integration with the extended enterprise. They share real-time or near-real-time information and collaborate on forecasts between multiple divisions and first-tier customers and suppliers. interactions with trading partners are usually still on a one-to-one basis. Some share best practices and the risks and rewards of collaboration. They likely use ERP and may use customer relationship management, CRM, or supplier relationship management, SRM, or both. The firm brings functional areas together in processes such as sales and operations planning with a focus on company-wide processes. Getting to stage three requires overcoming cultural and technical resistance to change. On the culture and process side, each party may view any ideas from external sources as inferior to internal ideas. On the technology side, many managers don't know much about the technology enablers and fear loss of key data and the difficulty of linking to multiple different legacy and ERP systems. To progress to and past this level often requires a visionary leader from a business unit to strengthen the efforts of the supply chain leader and the IT officer in developing these external integrations for the leader's business unit. Stage 4. Extended Enterprise. In Stage 4, the supply chain becomes more of a supply network. Stage 4 networks engage in e-commerce and have automated and seamless information sharing, linked competitive vision, and common business objectives. They may also use collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR registered trademark, to make plans jointly and may employ vendor-managed inventory for components or finished goods. New products are brought to market faster. Partners in these networks have risk and reward sharing contracts and other safeguards to ensure that everyone is motivated toward common goals. End-to-end integration provides total visibility and allows the network to function as a virtual company. Companies at Stage 4 use public or private internet exchanges to buy materials and services from and sell them to multiple sources. Much of the trading is automatic and unattended. They establish more formal partnerships and share talent. Getting to this level requires sustained executive leadership and development of human and technological supply chain expertise. Another key to sustaining collaboration is a fully integrated performance measurement system that expresses the supply chain strategy and goals and can identify counterproductive elements. Technology links between partners should be seen as a continuous improvement initiative, and adaptable and scalable software solutions should be used when possible. Stage 5. Orchestrated Supply Chain. In an orchestrated supply chain, talented cross-organizational and cross-functional teams determine a cohesive supply chain technology strategy and use their technical expertise as well as mature processes and well-trained people to ensure that prior and new technology investments are fully leveraged. Change management, in particular, is well-established, and teams receive the support they need, including through executive championship. The goal is true end-to-end visibility. Automation of repetitive processes should enable people to focus on exceptions, improvements, and relationships. While the prior stage also has many of these integration elements, reaching this stage means that the supply chain is realizing a competitive advantage from its supply chain technology investments, likely because, relative to competing supply chains, its technologies are better integrated and are state-of-the-art. For example, use of blockchain and the Internet of Things for asset traceability. For internet maturity, the supply chain's web presence now uses improvements such as responsive design. For example, site automatically scales to make mobile device use convenient. Comprehensive standards for cybersecurity are followed by all partners. Integration and supply chain planning now routinely occur at the strategic and tactical levels. At the strategic level, supply chains harness big data and data analytics, especially predictive analytics, to provide decision makers with insights so decisions can be data-driven. These planning improvements also reach the tactical level. For example, many more suppliers now automatically receive end customer demand data so they too can improve their planning horizons and right-size their inventories. Organizations can now also drill down into Tier 2 and Tier 3 supplier information systems, such as to ensure supply of a difficult-to-source or restricted material. A category strategy can also be used for suppliers. This is basically an assessment of how much you need a given category of supplier and how much they need you. It is used to determine the appropriate levels of relationship and integration. Suppliers who cannot collaborate or integrate at the desired level may be given assistance or be replaced.